Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So we're going to be doing some improvised public access TV based on, hypothetically, real TV shows. I have no way of proving this. And the way people are getting me new, the way that people are keeping this concept afloat are by emailing us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. and sending us public access TV shows they remember, they've heard about, they've researched. Even if you make it up, just don't tell me. But we're running out of titles. So first up, we do have Aaron.
Too many Aarons floating around the show today. Enough is enough.
This is my fault. We shouldn't have introduced all these Aarons. This is a fucking disaster.
So first up is Aaron, and they have sent me a list of public access TV shows they remember from growing up, and I guess from an old archive. So we have some very fun ones here. Who would like to go first between Aaron and JPC?
Well, they are my name twin, so it's perhaps only right for
it's
me.
It's fortuitous. So Aaron, here are your choices. I'm going to give you three and you can choose one. First one up is Manager's Report.
Okay.
Next one is with a Smith Always. And the third one is Nancy Gruder's Amburn Collection - Sesquicentral Wagon Train.
Wait, what
Amburn
is it?
Collection?
Amburn Collection?
Nancy Amber? Gruder's Amburn, A-M-B-U-R-N. Nancy Gruder's Amburn Collection - Sesquicentennial Wagon Train. Sesquicentennial. Is that 500 years? That can't be right.
No, I mean, I think it's the anniversary of when you see a Sasquatch.
I commemorate it every year with a blurry cake.
Can you rate the three of them again?
Yes. Manager's Report, With a Smith Always. Mm-hmm. Nancy Gruder's Amburn. I think you're just making me say this 10 times fast.
Well,
Nancy Gruder's Amburn Collection - Sesquicentennial Wagon Train.
As tempting as that last one is, I don't know what any of those words mean. I'm going to do the second one, which is called, let me write this down, With a Smith Always.
With a what? Smith Always.
I believe the second one was Nancy Gruder's Sasquatch Train.
I am Nancy Gruder's Amburn Collection - Sesquicentennial Wagon Train.
Great. Okay. I will do With a Smith Always. Welcome back to With a Smith Always. I'm Janine Potato. And as always, we're here in my dining room where I throw a dinner party once a week and invite you at home along. The one catch is all my guests have to bring someone with the last name Smith. They always have to bring someone. And then we chat with them and we figure out who they are, what they are, what they do. Okay, let's bring in my friend Carl. Carl, come on in here.
Hello, welcome. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Kiss on the lips twice, make it sound like cheeks.
Yes, as you saw, we just kissed on, mwah, 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 kissed on the lips mwah. Twice. Now, Carl, take a seat. Before you bring your Smith in.
I'll be right back. Joking, I'll put it back down and I'll sit.
Carl is so funny.
Incorrigible. I told you to say incorrigible. Funny makes
incorrigible.
Me sound dumb. Funny makes me sound dumb.
Okay, well, it takes one to know
one. Incorrigible.
If the shoe fits.
Is that
He's incorrigible.
Is that a dig at my wingtips?
Well, on tonight's menu, we have a beef stew prepared by my chef, of course, and a nice Merlot with fresh baked bread. And now let's bring in, introduce the Smith that you've brought along. Bring him in.
Yes, the Smith I brought, I hope this still counts and checks the box, is one Mr. Smith who went to Washington. Please welcome Jimmy Stewart.
Nope, doesn't count.
What?
Well, I guess I'll just be going and picking up my hat from the door, and then I guess I'll be on my way.
Do you know how much it cost me on Cameo to get Jimmy Stewart revived and in person for this show?
Yeah, Cameo's bringing people back from the dead now. They have enough capital to
At first, I was against it. And then I was like, the possibilities.
No, we're looking for an ordinary person with the last name Smith. We'll bring our backup in. Come on in, backup, and introduce yourself.
Did someone say enough capital?
Jimmy,
no, you have to go. Because you're talking about Washington.
We know when Mr. Smith goes to Washington, you go to the Capitol. We know that.
I'm sorry. Jimmy, you may have met the gentleman who I saw on his way out the door. My name is Adam.
Oh, Adam.
Adam Smith.
Ah, of course. Come on in.
Yes, that Adam Smith.
Oh, well, then you have to go.
Wait, why?
Because.
We were just informed the Smith I bring has to be a nobody. No offense. Well, actually, that's not offense at all. That's a compliment to you.
I feel like if you were truly acting in the spirit of rational self-interest, you would want me, Adam Smith, at your dinner party.
Were you good or bad, money-wise?
As they say, competition makes a dinner party much better.
Oh, money-wise. Are you a capitalism?
Yes and no. I'm the father of modern economics.
Adam, you're right, actually, Adam. Take a seat. I have many questions about your life that I'm sure you'll be able to answer.
I can't wait. Let me just take back my chair with this invisible hand. Just a little economics joke. Obviously, I'll grab the chair.
You're incorrigible.
Ghosts? Yes, economics involve ghosts?
Market forces, I guess, have a way of acting upon non-tangible forces.
For a man who just paid to bring back Jimmy Stewart from the dead, I'm not scared or impressed.
Now, Adam Smith, when and where were you born?
Oh, gotta be England.
Nope.
No.
Scotland.
Well, first of all, I'm a loyalist. I believe that Scotland should... I believe William Wallace lost that war fair and square. Scotland should be England's, and I consider myself a little bit of an Englishman.
Oh, this will be a good segment. Go ahead, Adam, and read from your loyal list.
Well, if you're talking about my book, The Wealth of Nations, then I could read from that, which
I
believe...
Get off your phone and just talk to us.
I believe... When was I born? Who? Okay.
Yes.
Shot in the dark. Let me take a guess. Okay. I want to say 1742.
Mm. Nope.
Fuck. Was I close?
Like 20 years off.
So close.
No. Wait. 20 years off in what direction?
You're 20 years
late. The first two numbers or the last two numbers?
20 years late.
1723.
Whoa. So I was old when I did all my shit, huh?
Yes.
Pretty cool.
And then you died when?
Well, this sucks to hear. This absolutely sucks to hear. It's a bummer to find out this way. Let me see. 17. No way I made it to 1800. I'm going to say I died in 1781, baby.
And you were shot by a squirrel with a gun?
First of all, my gun, my squirrel, okay? Hold on.
You,
I can't
you
do squirrel with
it
a gun.
To do that?
That's getting a little too close to another intellectual property that I don't want to get into.
No, Adam,
how do you know about that?
We like to ask every Smith the same question. What is it like to have such an ordinary last name and to be just a part of a sea of other Smiths?
Ah, well, actually, my name has very strong historical origins. You see, there used to be a profession called a blacksmith. And what the Smith did in any village was they would fix up the horseshoes and...
temper blades?
No, not my people. A lot of Tempur-Pedics. My family owned a mattress firm, and we would have, it was the first mattress firm that had horses were invited to come in, because you pay for the real estate, and then you just got the place, you gotta do whatever you want with it.
I have a horse, he licks salt.
Huh, interesting. You would do really well in a mattress firm. You would do, and I give that my certa of approval.
Again, the pressure to not be ordinary and to be extraordinary, is that what led you to write The Wealth of Nations?
Yeah, I mean, shit. Great question. If I'm being honest,
you
that
just
was
grabbed
it.
Some wine and leaned back. You are all very casual all of a sudden.
Is this for everybody? Is it cool?
And not to be rude, but Greg has stuff going on too.
I opened the bottle. I'm not sure if it's chill if I take the wine.
How gauche.
Greg, it's fine.
No, I want to learn about Greg. Come on, Greg. What?
You're being facetious.
What fields of study did you found? Come on, Greg.
Well, I discovered behind a hill, tucked behind Abishire, I did find a little field. I studied it for a night or two with a lady friend. We found some poppies. We found the night sky. We found each other's bodies.
All right, dude did heroin with a lady in a field. That's the
now
kind of stuff.
Now he's kissing his wine glass.
Kissing my wine glass. Get your own wine glass.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.